Round 2. Igniting the Flame. Like father, like son, you try to charm everyone. A tail-spinning performer holding court on your porch. Only 8 years old, already carrying the torch. A fire-filled speech used to brag, joke, and preach to anyone who would listen, to anyone within reach. The skill you would use later in life to taunt your opponents and draw crowds to your fights. But first, we begin with the story of a bike, a brand new, shiny Schwinn, red and white, ridden by you, young Cassius Clay, to a fair one fine day. But that fine day turned instantly gray when you noticed your bike was stolen away. A moment that changed your life in one day. With tears in your eyes, you wanted someone to pay. You found a cop and went on to say, "I'm gonna whoop whoever it was that stole my bike." The cop replied, "First, kid, you have to learn how to fight." And fight you did at the age of 12, taught by that cop, awaiting your first bell. After 6 short weeks, you won by a decision of 2 out of 3 judges, and to all who would listen, you declared your goal to be the greatest of all time. Mighty words uttered from a thin 89-pound kid who put a goal into motion by tackling your training with discipline and devotion. Mornings began, rise and shine, at 4 a.m. for workout time. A quart of milk and 2 raw eggs you guzzled for energy to power your legs. You trained and ran and ran and trained before school and after, again and again, believing that boxing would bring to you the life of your dreams, because you knew too many black men with degrees in education who couldn't get work due to racist separation. Your eyes witnessed men who drowned their frustration by drinking and smoking and partying all night. You used your frustration to stoke fire for fights.